Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to see you all here. And I've got to welcome you all, but a very special welcome to Eleanor and her friends and family, and what's a very special day for her. And we just wish you every blessing, Eleanor. I also want to flag up the Love Point and Festival, which has been on at Vernon Fields. excuse me. It's been very successful, according to those who've been there. And it is on again this afternoon, between 2 and 5, the Family Fun Day. And then between 5 and 7, there's a church gathering there. I think it's there. It's in the field, is it? Yeah. Yes. So it would be lovely if some of you could maybe manage. It might be a bit warmer this afternoon. The forecast says it will, so we have every faith that it will. And so I just invite you to prepare for this time, special time of worship, with Ros leading us. Thank you.
Good morning. And I echo Noreen's welcome to everybody, and especially Eleanor's friends and family, as Eleanor is baptised, confirmed, and brought into membership. This is a very special day for Eleanor and for all of us who have seen Eleanor grow up through the life of this church. We're going to begin by singing At the Name of Jesus. And if anybody wants to dance or clap or is... If anybody wants to play instruments over there, that would be brilliant. Okay, so let's worship God together. And now we come to our opening prayers. Let us pray. And to the words, receive our praise, would you respond in the name of Christ? Receive our praise in the name of Christ. God of majesty, you are the beginning and the end of all. Higher than our highest thoughts, greater than we can ever begin to imagine, defying expression in human terms. There is nothing you are unable to do, no one you are unable to change. Always you are at work within us, reaching out to transform our lives. Receive our praise in the name of Christ. God of love, we praise you for all you have done for us, the good things we have received from your hands, the guidance you have so faithfully given. Though you are sovereign and holy other, yet you care for us all, constantly striving to draw us closer, longing to bless us with life in all its fullness. Receive our praise in the name of Christ. God of grace, we praise you for your coming in Jesus Christ, for speaking so powerfully of your love through his birth and ministry, his death and resurrection, his ascension and exaltation. We praise you for his continuing presence with us now through his Holy Spirit, nurturing our faith, calling us to service, and filling us with joy. Receive our praise in the name of Christ. God of mercy, we praise you for the forgiveness you offer us, despite our failure to live as your people. Though we repeatedly disobey you, often ignore you, and daily forget you, still you continue to reach out, calling us back and renewing us through your grace. Receive our praise in the name of Christ. God of life, we thank you for accepting us as we are, with all our faults and weaknesses. And we thank you today that you have called Eleanor Bethan Hughes to faith in you, leading her to this moment through which she will publicly testify to all that you mean in her life. We thank you that as you welcome her, so also you long to welcome each of us. Receive our praise in the name of Christ. Loving God, meet with us now in this time of worship. Help us to sense your nearness and hear your voice, responding freely and gladly in faith, not holding back or putting off, but accepting your love and rejoicing in all you have done for us. Receive our praise in the name of Christ. Amen. And we bless the offering. Gracious and generous God, we thank you for the blessings that you pour out on us day by day. And we are grateful for this opportunity to offer back to you tokens of our wealth. And with them we offer you our lives and pray that you will use all to further your kingdom in this place and bring others to know you as their Lord and Saviour. Amen. And now Anne-Marie will bring to us our reading from Holy Scripture.
Before the coming of this faith, we were held in custody under the law, locked up until the faith that was to come would be revealed. So the law was our guardian until Christ came that we might be justified by faith. Now that this faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. And now let us pray. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, we are delighted this morning that Eleanor is to be baptised, confirmed and brought into membership of the Methodist Church. We're delighted that Eleanor has made this request herself. And baptism is, of course, a great celebration within families and within the family of the church. At her baptism, Eleanor will be welcomed not just into this church, but into the church universal. That is, she will take her place in the church in all times and all places, and specifically in this church here. And it is a privilege of each of us to be part of this service and to make the vows that we too will make during this time. And to know that together we are fulfilling part of Jesus' great commission to baptize. And for those of us who have been baptized, some of us may be able to remember that, some of us may not. But this is always an opportunity to reflect on our own baptism and our walk with God. For those of us who have brought our own children to be baptized, or who have the honor of being godparents, it's also an opportunity, as we hear those words and those promises made, to reflect on the promises that we have made in the past. As we know, baptism is in no way an end to the Christian journey. It is a stage in it. And it's not the beginning either, for God already loves Eleanor to the uttermost, as God loves each one of us, whether or not we are baptized. Today, Eleanor will make a public declaration for herself of her own faith in God and belief in Jesus Christ as her personal saviour. But before then, here's a question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how easy is it to be a Christian? 1 being very easy, 10 being very difficult. I don't mean how easy is it to believe. I don't mean how great and wonderful is it to be a Christian. I mean, how easy is it to walk the journey onwards from our baptism? Even with Jesus by our side and the Holy Spirit guiding us, how easy is it on a day-to-day basis to walk the Christian path, to become more like Jesus, to be part of and to form a Christian community such as our church here? So 1 is very easy and we woke up to 10 is very difficult. A show of hands, how many people say 1, this is a very easy journey? 2? 3, 4, shall I go faster? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, yes, I'm with you. It is definitely at those later numbers, isn't it? This is not an easy journey that we are on, but we're on it together, and God in Christ and the Holy Spirit is with us as we journey through. Because sometimes to be a true Christian, to be true to Christ, we have to make decisions that are countercultural, that will be misunderstood by the people who live or work around us. And we may face criticism as a result. Sometimes to walk the Christian journey, we have to put our own comfort and preferences to one side in favour of others. and we will often need to be determined to keep following Christ, to keep on allowing God to transform us into Christ-likeness. We will have to acknowledge that each of us is a work in progress. And for all of this to happen, we will need to keep our gaze, our eyes fixed on Jesus, and acknowledge that we are on a journey of change, of transformation into the very likeness of Christ. The church, universal, and this particular church here, and all the churches, are on that same journey. And this doesn't happen overnight, if only, but it doesn't. But at baptism, we are baptized into Christ. It's an outward sign of an inward grace. We become a new creation, as though we have taken off old clothes and put new ones on. Put on Christ. During Eleanor's baptism, Eleanor will make promises. But also we, as a church in this place, will make promises too. Promises to support Eleanor on her journey. And promises to so maintain the life and worship of the church that all amongst us may know God and God's grace for themselves. When Eleanor and I were talking together about baptism, what baptism means, and about the service today, I asked her why she wanted to be baptized now, and why into this church family here. And with her permission, I'm going to tell you what she said. She replied that for her, this church, that is you, feels like a family to me. That's what she said. She said that she feels as though she's been part of this family since she was 7 years old and still is part of this family. So you have done a good job, everybody. Pat yourselves on the back. You can pat yourselves on the back. Because you have been part of this. You have, over many years, so maintained the life and worship of this church that those amongst us may know God and God's grace for themselves. You have nurtured Eleanor in her faith and held before her an example of the Christian life and witness that has been part of her formation and led towards this day. So, as Eleanor is baptized today, let us reflect that we are each children of God. We are all equal in the sight of God, that we have been baptized into Christ, that the church has been baptized into Christ, and that by the grace of God, we are all being transformed into the likeness of Christ for the glory of God. Amen. Sisters and brothers, baptism is a gift of God. It declares to each of us the love and grace of God. In this sacrament, we celebrate the life of Christ laid down for us, the Holy Spirit poured out on us, and the living water offered to us. God claims and cleanses us, rescues us from sin, and raises us to new life. He plants us into the church of Christ and sustains and strengthens us with the power of the Spirit. Although we do not deserve these gifts of grace or fully understand them, God offers them to all and through Christ invites us to respond. We recall the words of the risen Christ, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. On the day of Pentecost, Peter preached the gospel of Christ's resurrection. Those who heard the message asked what they should do. Peter told them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls." Amen. Eleanor Bethan, having heard these things, how do you respond to the offer of God's grace?
I thank God and ask to be baptized.
Please, everybody, stand. And we have made it a little bit warm for Eleanor, don't worry. Gracious God, we thank you for your gifts of water and the Holy Spirit, for your sustaining, cleansing, and life-giving power. From the beginning, your grace has been made known through water and the Spirit. Your Spirit moved over the waters at creation, and you led your people to freedom through a parted sea. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus. He was baptized in the waters of the Jordan and anointed with the Holy Spirit. He passed through the deep waters of death and lives forevermore. He offers life-giving water and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit, that the one baptized in this water may die to sin and be raised to new life in the family of your church. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So I'm going to ask you some more questions. Okay? You okay with the answer? Okay. Eleanor, do you turn away from evil and all that denies God?
By the grace of God, I do.
Do you turn to God, trusting in Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, and in the Holy Spirit as helper and guide?
By the grace I do.
And now all of us make our promises and our declaration of faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe and trust in God the Son?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe and trust in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
What is your name?
Eleanor.
Eleanor, for you Jesus Christ came into the world. For you he lived and showed God's love. For you he suffered death on the cross. For you he triumphed over death, rising to newness of life. For you he prays at God's right hand. All this for you, before you could know anything of it. In your baptism, the word of Scripture is fulfilled. We love because God first loved us.
Eleanor, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. By baptism, God has received you into the church.
Make a sign on your forehead now.
Eleanor, I sign you with the cross, the sign of Christ. Please sit. Now Julie will bring, I've got a candle for you, Julie. Receive this light, for you belong to Christ, the light of the world. Christ is your light and your way. May you grow and live in the faith of Christ. Amen. Now, do you want to stand in front of everybody and we're all going to see these words together? So we say together to Eleanor, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with kindness and give you peace. Amen. And now we're going to do the confirmation. Okay, do you want to give that? Maybe to your mum. Okay, so we'll just stand together here, is that okay? Eleanor, God has constantly been at work in your life, and at your baptism into Christ offered you the gifts of grace. In this moment, God offers to strengthen you by his Spirit and invites you to respond.
I thank God.
Everybody stand, please. Not yet, it's okay. Oops.
It's okay. Yeah. Okay.
By your power and grace, Lord, strengthen this your servant, that she may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Increase in her your gifts of grace and fill her with your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of discernment and inner strength, the Spirit of knowledge, holiness, and awe. Lord, confirm your servant Eleanor by your Holy Spirit, that she may continue yours forever. Amen. Please stand. Eleanor, we have received and welcomed you as a member of the Methodist Church and of the church in this place. A round of applause for Eleanor, I think. Still have a few other words to say yet. Is that okay? Do you understand, Justine? Thank you. Eleanor, I ask you now to respond to God's love and grace by making these promises. And the answer is, with God's help, I will. Will you commit yourself to the Christian life of worship and service and be open to the renewing power of God?
With God's help, I will.
Will you seek the strength of God's Spirit as you accept the cost of following Jesus Christ in your daily life?
With God's help, I will.
Will you witness by word and deed to the good news of God in Christ and so bring glory to God?
With God's help, I will.
Members of the body of Christ, we rejoice that this, our sister, has been baptized and confirmed. Will you so maintain the church's life of worship and service that she may grow in grace and in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord? Please be seated. And I think Julie has your certificate, baptism certificate, and a small gift from us.
And so let us pray. We say together, generous God, touch us again with the fire of your Spirit and renew in us all the grace of our baptism, that we may profess the one true faith and live in love and unity with all who are baptized into Christ. Amen. And we sing the hymn or the song that Eleanor has chosen for this special day, My Lighthouse.
Your truth will hold, your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea.
You are peace in my troubled sea.
Do you want to come and lead us? Why don't you come and lead us in the song?
My lighthouse. My lighthouse.
I'll just promise you can be
sure. Safe to shore. Safe to shore.
Safe
to shore. Tomorrow brings. Morning, I'll rise and sing. My God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Lighthouse, my lighthouse,
shining in the
darkness. I'll follow you. My lighthouse, I'll keep the promise. You will carry me safe to shore. Safe to shore. Safe to shore.
Safe to shore. Fire before us.
Darkness, I will follow you. My lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore. Safe to shore. Safe to shore. Safe to shore.
And now we come to our prayers of intercession. Let us pray. Excuse me. Gracious God, whose Spirit helps us in our weakness and guides us in our prayers, we pray for the church and for the world in the name of Jesus Christ. Renew the life and faith of the church. Strengthen our witness and make us one in Christ. Grant that we and all who confess that Christ is Lord may be faithful in your service and filled with the Spirit, that the world may be turned to you. We pray for Eleanor this day, that you will fill her with your Holy Spirit, guide her forwards in her journey with you, bless her and bring her deeper into your life and knowledge of you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Guide the nations in the ways of justice, liberty, and peace, and help them to seek the unity and welfare of all people. Give to all in authority wisdom to know and strength to do what is right. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Comfort those in sorrow, heal the sick in body or in mind, and deliver the oppressed. Grant us compassion for all who suffer and help us to carry one another's burdens, that we may fulfill the law of Christ. Today we give thanks for the life of Alma Weatherby. We thank you for all that she meant to this church family here in the many ways that she showed Christ to us. And we pray your comfort and blessing upon those of her family and her friends who now mourn her passing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive our thanks and praise for all who have served you faithfully here on earth, and especially those who have revealed to us your grace in Christ. May we and all your people share the life and joy of your kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand or sit if you're more comfortable as we share the peace. For the peace today, I think we will continue doing the wave of peaceful fellowship when it comes to that moment, rather than moving around shaking hands. We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Let us therefore keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us greet each other with the wave of peace and fellowship. And we sing together our communion hymn, As Your Family, Lord, See Us Here.
sit or stand as you feel most comfortable for the great prayer of thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right. It is our duty and our joy, gracious and holy Father, always and everywhere to give you thanks. In the beginning, your Spirit swept across the face of the waters, bringing order and beauty out of chaos. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. Though we turned away from you, your love remained steadfast, and you sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Saviour of the world. In his baptism in the Jordan, he was anointed by your Spirit and revealed as your beloved Son. In the power of the Spirit, he was sent to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Sharing our human nature, he died on the cross. Raised again in glory, he lives forever to pray for us. By the gift of the Spirit, whom you have sent in his name, you bring to completion the work of your Son, leading us into all truth, making us a people for your praise, and giving us power to proclaim the gospel in all the world. And so, with all the faithful of every time and place, we join with choirs of angels in the eternal hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. On the night before he died, the Lord Jesus took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. He gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of all his mighty acts, we offer you these gifts, and with them ourselves, as a holy living sacrifice. Send forth your Spirit. You bind us in love. You renew the face of the earth. Pour out your Holy Spirit, that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of Christ. Unite us with him and with one another in mission to all the world, and bring us with the whole creation to your heavenly kingdom. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all blessing and honour and glory and power be yours for ever and ever. Amen. And we join together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body because we all share in the one bread. We can say the one that's on the screen if you like. That's the one for Pentecost, which I haven't edited, so we'll do that. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. And please be seated.
In a moment, you will be asked to come forward for communion. First of all, Eleanor and her family. And then when you are invited, we ask that you make your way around the back and down the middle and then back to your seats. If it goes wrong, that's absolutely fine, but we will try to do it in that way. So receive this holy sacrament of the body and blood of Christ and feed on the Lamb of God with reverence and with faith. Come as you are invited. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. You in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body
body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ keep you in eternal life. You in eternal life. And so let us pray, saying together. I just need to go back. So we say together, God of power, may the boldness of your spirit transform us, may the gentleness of your spirit lead us, and may the gifts of your spirit equip us to serve and worship you now and always. Amen. At the end of this service, everyone is warmly invited to stay for tea and coffee. I think there's some special biscuits out, and I've seen a wonderful cake being brought in today. So make sure that you stay with us over fellowship and as we continue to worship God together. This is another hymn. I don't know whether Eleanor knows any actions for this one, but this is, if you haven't already jigged or clapped or danced, this is another chance. The Spirit lives to set us free. I just love this one. You're playing wonderfully over there, and our words are slightly different over here, which I would be making, you know, that would be, I've already made enough mistakes today, haven't I? So shall we start this again, if you don't mind? You're all there sort of practiced in clapping and jigging now. So let's start this again from the beginning. That's okay. Is that all right, John? Is that okay?
Lives to set us free. Walk, walk.
And now may the Spirit of truth lead us into all truth. Give us grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to proclaim the word and works of God, and the blessing of God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, remain with us always. Amen. We go into the world in the power of the Spirit to fulfill our high calling as servants of Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen. And just before we finish, I think we have some new people who have been helping Mandy. Mandy's sitting down with us today, first time, I think, for how many years? And we have our new people who are training up on the machine. And I know I would not want to be doing any of that at all. So I think we will give them a round of applause for all that they've done today. Thank you so much. Believe me, we wouldn't even got through the first hymn if I was sitting up there, so we really appreciate all that you've done. And now, cup of tea and have a look at this wonderful cake.